The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 27, 1972, in Hyderabad, India.
Nainam Zahati Pamaka Na chainam klirayanti tapo na susayati marut. So, definition by negation. Directly, we cannot appreciate what is that spiritual fragment particle which is within this body. Because the length and breadth of that spirit soul is impossible to be measured by our material instruments. Although the scientists say that we can measure it. Even it is possible, first of all, you have to see where the soul is situated, then you can attain to measure it. So first of all, you cannot see him, because it is very, very small, 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair. Now, because we cannot see, by our experimental knowledge, we cannot appreciate. Therefore, Krishna is describing the existence of the self, soul, in a negative way. It is not this. Sometimes when we cannot understand, the explanation is given, it is not this. If I cannot express what it is, then we can express in a negative way that it is not this. So what is that not this? The not this is that it is not material. The spirit soul is not material. But we have got experience of material things. Then how to understand that it is a negative? That is explained in the next verse. That nainam chinnanti sastrani. You cannot cut the spirit soul by any weapon, knife, sword, or thistle. It is not possible. Nainam chinnanti sastrani. The Mayavad philosophy says that I am Brahma due to my illusion, I feel I am separated, otherwise I am one. But Krishna says that mamai mangsa jivabhu. So, does it mean that from the whole spirit, this fragment has been separated by cutting into piece? No. Nainam chinnanti sastrani. It cannot be cut into pieces. Then the answer is that the spirit soul fragment is eternal. Not that by maya it has become separated. No. How it can be? Because it cannot be cut into pieces. If I say, just like they put the arguments, ghatakas, patakas, that the sky within the pot and the sky outside the pot, on account of the wall of the pot, the sky within the pot is separate. But How it can be separated? It cannot be cut into pieces. For argument's sake, actually, we are very, very small particle, molecular part of the spirit. And they are eternally part, not that circumstantially it has become part and again it can join. It can join, but not that in a homogeneous way, mixed up way, no. Even if it is joined, the soul keeps his separate existence. Just like a green bark, when he enters into the tree, it appears that the bark is now merged into the tree. But it is not that. The bark keeps its identity within the tree. That is the concept. Although both the tree and the bark being green, it appears that the bark is now merged into the tree. This merging does not mean that the bark and the tree has become one. No. It appears like it. Because both of them are the same color, it appears that the bark has, there is no more existence of the bark. But that is not the fact. The bark is similarly, we are individual spirit soul, the quality being one, say greenness. When one merges into the Brahma effulgence, the living entity does not lose his identity. And because he does not lose their identity, and because the living entity by nature is joyful, he cannot stay in the impersonal Brahma effulgence for many days. Because he has to seek out joyfulness. The joyfulness means varieties. So, in the Brahma effulgence, it is simply being chinmata, simply spirit. There is no varieties of spirit. It is simply spirit. Just like the sky. The sky is also matter. But in the sky there is no variety. If you want varieties, even in this material world, then you have to take shelter of a planet. Either you come to the earthly planet or go to the moon planet or sun planet. Similarly, the Brahma effulgence is the glowing rays from the body of Krishna. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Just like the sunshine is glowing effulgence from the sun globe. And within the sun globe, there is the sun god. Similarly, there is, in the spiritual world, there is Brahma effulgence, impersonal. And within the Brahma effulgence, there are spiritual planets. They are called Vaikuntha lokas. And the topmost of the Vaikuntha loka is Krishna loka. From Krishna's body, the Brahma effulgence is coming out. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Everything is existing in that Brahma effulgence. Sarvam khaliyudam Brahma. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, matthani sarvabhutani nahang tesu avasthita. Everything existing on its effulgence, Brahma effulgence, just like the whole material world, innumerable planets, they are existing on the sun sign. The sun sign is impersonal effulgence of the sun globe, and there are millions of planets resting on the sun sign. Everything is happening on account of the sun sign. Similarly, a Brahma effulgence coming out, the rays coming out from the body of Krishna, and everything is resting on that Brahma effulgence. Actually, different types of energies, just like from the sun sign, there are different types of colors, energies, that is creating this material world. Just like we can experience practically, when there is no sunshine in Western countries, when there is snow, all the leaves of the tree immediately falls down. It is called fall, the season. It remains only wood, piece of wood only. Again, when there is spring season, the sunshine is available, all at a time they become green. So as the sunshine is working in this material world, similarly, the ultimate bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of all creation. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. On account of the Brahma effulgence, millions and millions of Brahmandas or universes are coming out. Jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma viloja jagadanna natha. Vishnu mahan sahya jasya kalavisesho govindamadi purisam tamang majan. This beginning of spiritual understanding that spirit, the Supreme Spirit, cannot be cut into pieces. Nainang chinnanti satsrani, nainang dahati pavaka. Now try to understand. We are thinking, the modern scientists, they are thinking that there cannot be any life in the sun glow. No, there is life. We get information from Vedic literature that there is life. There are also human beings like us. But they are made of fire. That's all. Because we have got teeny experience that how in the fire a living entity can live. To answer this problem, Krishna says that nainana dahati pavaka. Why are you sitting there? He's from there. Nainana dahati pavaka. The spirit soul cannot be burnt. If it would have been burnt, then according to our Hindu system, we burn the body, then the soul is burnt. Actually, the atheists think like that, that when the body is burnt, everything is finished. Big professor, they think like that. But here Krishna says, nainana dahati pavaka. It is not burnt. Otherwise, how it exists? Na hannate hannamane sarire. The only thing is, very clearly stated, the soul does not burn, neither it can be cut into pieces. Then, na chainam kledayanti apa, neither it is moistened. It cannot be wet in touch with water. Now, in the material world, we find that anything, however hard it is, just like stone or iron, it can be cut into pieces. There is a separate machine or instrument. It can be cut. Anything can be cut into pieces. And anything can be melted also. It requires a different type of temperature only, but everything can be burnt and melted. And then anything can be moistened, can be wet. But here it is said, na chainam kledayanti tapo, na sosayati marga. Neither it can be evaporated. That is eternity. That means any material condition cannot affect the soul. Jasangayam purusha. In the Vedas it is said, this living entity is always without any touch with this material world. It is simply covered. It is not in touch. Just like my body, the present, this body, although it is covered by the fat and the coat, it is not attached. It is not mixed up. The body keeps always separate. Similarly, the soul always keeps separate from this material cover. It is simply on account of various plans and desires that he is making for lording over this material nature. Everyone can see every living being is trying to lord it over the material nature. That is his disease. He wants to lord. He is servant, but artificially he wants to become lord. That is the disease. Everyone. Ultimately, when he fails to lord it over the material world, he says, oh, this material world is false. Now I shall become one with the Supreme. Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha. Because the spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna, so by nature he is joyful. He is seeking after joy. Everyone of us, we are working so hard to find out some pleasure of life. So that pleasure of life cannot be had in the spiritual effulgence. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we get this information. The arujya krichena parang padam krichena, after undergoing severe austerity and penance, one may merge into the Brahma effulgence. Sajujya mukti. It is called sajujya mukti. Sajujya, to merge. The arujya krichena parang padam. Even one goes up to that point, to merge into the Brahma existence, after severe austerity and penances, still they fall down. Patanti adha. Adha means again comes into this material world. Arujya krichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Why they fall down? Anadita jismadanghaya. They will never agree God is personal. They will never agree. Their teeny brain cannot accommodate that God, the Supreme, can be a person. Because he has experience of the person of himself or others. If God is a person like me and you, then how he can create innumerable universes? To understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is requires enough pious activity. And Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. After speculating in the impersonal philosophical way, when one is mature, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Jnanavan, when he is actually wise, so long he cannot understand that the Supreme Absolute Truth is person, Satchidananda Vigraha. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sardat. Bhagavan. Badanti tat tattavidas tattam jad jnanam advayam. This is a statement in the Srimad Bhagavat. Those who know the Absolute Truth, they know that Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are one. It is different phases of understanding. Just like if you see one hill from a distant place, you will find impersonal, hazy something, cloudy. If you go still forward, then you can see it is something greenish. And if you go actually within the hill, you will see there are so many animals, trees, men. Similarly, those who are trying to understand the Absolute from distance place or far away, they are realizing by speculation impersonal Brahma. Who are still forward, yogis, they can see localized aspects. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogina. They can see dhyanavasthita, localized within himself. This is Paramatma feature. And those who are devotees, they see Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, eye to eye, one person to another, nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. Actually the ultimate, the last word of the Absolute Truth is person. But unfortunately, those who are murhas are less intelligent. Abhijananti manga murha, manusintanuvas. Krishna, he may be God, but he has become a person taking the help of Maya. This is Mayavad philosophy. They are studying Maya, they put God also within Maya. This is Mayavad philosophy. But God is not Maya. God is never covered by Maya. Krishna says that Mame Madhapravadante Maya Metang Tarantite. Anyone who surrenders unto me, he becomes free from the clutches of Maya. How Krishna can be within Maya? That is not very good philosophy. Simply by surrendering unto Krishna, you become free from Maya. How the person, the Supreme Person Krishna can be within Maya? Therefore Krishna says, ya abhajananti manga murha manusin tanumas param bhava vajanam. They do not know how much potential the Lord is, how much powerful He is. They are comparing the power of the Supreme Lord with His own power. The frog philosophy. The doctor frog. Frog is considering Atlantic Ocean maybe a little bigger than the well, because he is living always. Kupamandukanda, it is Sanskrit, it is called Kupamandukanda. Kupa means well, and manduka means the frog. The frog is perpetually within the well. And if somebody informs him that there is another big span of water, Atlantic Ocean, he simply calculates that it may be little more than this well, little more than this well, but he cannot understand how great He is. So God is great, we cannot understand how great He is. That is our folly. We are simply calculating, He may be 1 inch greater than me, or 1 foot greater than me. That is mental speculation. Therefore, Krishna says, manasanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Out of many millions of men, one may try to make his life successful, understanding the Absolute Truth. And jatatamapi siddhanam kaschid me vetti tata. So we cannot understand God by our mental speculation. Neither we can understand what is the measurement of the soul. That is not possible. Therefore, we have to take information from the highest authority, Krishna, what is the nature of God, what is the nature of absolute truth, what is the nature of the soul, we have to hear. You have to hear. Therefore, the Vedic literature is called Shruti. You cannot make experiment. That is not possible. But, unfortunately, there is a section of people who think that they can make experiment, they can know the Absolute by mental speculation. The Brahma Sangita says, Panthastu koti satavastha sampradamya vayu rathapi manasu munipungavanam sapasti japravadasim navichinta tatti govindamadi purisam tamaham bhajami. Panthastu koti vatsara sampradamya. For many millions of years, if you make your progress in the sky to find out God, where is God? Panthastu koti satavastha sampradam. Bayorathat, not this ordinary plane, but on the plane of air, the velocity of air, or mind. The velocity of mind is very quick. Immediately you are sitting here, your mind can go many millions of miles away if you have got idea. So, either on the plane of mind or by the plane of air, and traveling for many millions of years, you cannot find out. Panthasu koti satavastha sampradamya vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana. Not only ordinary persons, but great saintly persons, sages, they also cannot. So, another place, it is said in the Brahma Sangha, Vedesu durlava, adu lava atma bhakto. Vedesu, if you simply study Vedas, although the ultimate goal of studying Vedas is to know Krishna, but if you want to study Vedas by your own speculative process, then he will always remain there. Vedesu durlava. Adurlava atmavakto. But if you approach a devotee of the Lord, he can deliver. He can deliver. Mahiya sang padu rajobi sitam. Niskin chananang. Navinita java. Nai sang matistava dudukkurmang. In Prahlad Maharshi. That you cannot have Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not so easy. You cannot have it unless you surrender yourself. Niskinchanana. Mahiyasanga padu rajubhisikam. Niskinchananang navinitaja. So long you do not take the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee, Niskinchanana, who has nothing to do with this material world. He is simply concerned with the service of the Lord. Unless you are in touch with such a person, it is not possible to attain Krishna consciousness. These are the statements of the past. So, Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, and he is person. But we cannot understand him unless we go through a Krishna bhakta. Therefore, to understand Krishna, Krishna has come down as a bhakta, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi, Gaur Bhakta. So we have to understand Krishna through Lord Chaitanya. Because Krishna himself has come. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini, Rupa Goswami, when he met first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not first, for the second time. First time he met while he was minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. And then, after meeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted them to fulfill his mission. So they decided to resign from the government service and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, when Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Allahabad, Prayag. The first verse he composed in this connection, he said, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya. My Lord, you are the most munificent incarnation. Why? Because you are distributing Krishna Prema. People cannot understand what is Krishna and what to speak of Krishna Prema. But that Krishna Prema, you are distributing like anything. Namo Mahavadana. Therefore, you are the most munificent, charitable person. Namo Mahavadanaya. Vadana means one who is very charitable, gives in charity as much as you like. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because people misunderstood Krishna, Krishna asked in the Bhagavad Gita that he surrender unto him. What can he do? He is God, he is Krishna. Then he asks you, orders you, he will surrender. I take charge of you. Aham tva sadhu. But still people misunderstand. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? He is also a man like me, maybe a little important. But why shall I surrender to him? Because here the material disease is not to surrender. Everyone is papta. I am something. This is material disease. Therefore, to become cured from this material disease, you have to surrender. Tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshan. So, unless you are prepared to surrender, that is a great difficult job for the materialistic person. Nobody wants to surrender. He wants to compete individually, person to person, family to family, nation to nation. Everyone is trying to become the master. So where is the question of surrendering? There is no question of surrender. This is the disease. Therefore, Krishna demands that to cure this rascaldom or must chronic disease, he surrendered. Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. If I surrender, then the whole thing will be failure. My business, my plans, my so many things. I take charge of you. I take charge of you. Aṁ tvā sarva pāpe bhama khaśyāṁ. Māsusha. Don't be worried. So much assurance is there. Still you are not prepared to surrender. This is our material disease. Therefore, Krishna came again as a devotee, just to show how to surrender to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Sisa Krishna Sanga Panga Sapat. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific and authorized. It is not a bogus thing, something manufactured by concoction of the mind. It is authorized. Based on the Vedic instruction, as Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. So we teach only this philosophy. That is, Krishna, here is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. You are searching after God. You cannot understand what is God. Here is God, Krishna. His name, his activities, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You accept and surrender unto him. And as Krishna says, manvana bhavamad bhakta madjari namaskuru. So we are speaking the same thing as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We don't misinterpret. We don't spoil the whole Bhagavad Gita. We don't do this mischief. Sometimes people, they said, Swamiji, you have done wonderful. What wonderful? I am not a magician. My only credit is, I have not spoiled the Bhagavad Gita. I have presented as it is. Therefore, it is successful. Thank you very much.